This is VOA News. I'm Christina Menenti. It has been a deadly 24 hours in Gaza. Israeli strikes on Al-Mawasi area of Gaza's Rafah, in which at least 25 people were killed and several were wounded, were on Friday. At least 42 were killed in Israeli attacks on Gaza's Al-Tufa and Al-Shati districts on Saturday. Israel's army announced also on Saturday that an Israeli national has been found dead in a Palestinian town in the northern West Bank, a day after Israeli forces shot dead two militants in the same town. As fears grow that the Gaza conflict could widen, many Lebanese are bracing for the worst after Hezbollah's leader said nowhere in Israel would be safe if it went to war with Lebanon. Reuters' Lucy Fielder reports.
Hezbollah has been flexing its muscle, drawing on ever more potent weaponry, while signalling it doesn't want all-out war. Israel has the most powerful army in the Middle East, but Hezbollah has thousands of fighters, many with experience in the Syrian civil war, and an arsenal of tens of thousands of missiles capable of hitting cities all over Israel. It has a large fleet of drones and apparently flew one over the Israeli port city of Haifa this week, underlining the potential threat to key economic infrastructure, including power systems. Israeli officials assess that the end of the main phase of fighting in Gaza is weeks away. This week, the army's northern command said it had approved operational plans for an offensive in Lebanon.
Reuters' Lucy Fielder. South Africa's new coalition government has brought a black president and a white opposition leader together in an image of unity. But the power-sharing agreement between the African National Congress Party and one of South Africa's few white-led parties has unwittingly renewed some racial tensions. This is VOA News. Lockheed Martin subsidiaries have reached a multi-million dollar settlement for overcharging the United States Navy. AP correspondent Lisa Dwyer reports.
Two Lockheed Martin subsidiaries have agreed to pay the federal government $70 million for overcharging the Navy for aircraft parts. The U.S. Department of Justice says Sikorsky Support Services and Derco Aerospace knowingly entered into an improper subcontract for spare parts and materials used for aircraft to train Navy pilots. Under the contract, Sikorsky purchased parts from Derco at the cost Derco paid other suppliers for the parts, plus a substantial markup. Prosecutors say the settlement resolves a federal whistleblower lawsuit filed by a former employee of Derco. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
There have been additional convictions of the man who attacked former U.S. Speaker of the House of Representatives Nancy Pelosi's husband. AP correspondent Norman Hall reports.
A man sentenced to 30 years in federal prison in the attack against former House Speaker Nancy Pelosi's husband was convicted Friday of aggravated kidnapping, conviction that mandates life behind bars without the possibility of parole. A San Francisco jury found David DePapp also guilty of first-degree burglary, false imprisonment of an elder, threatening a family member of a public official, and dissuading a witness. The convictions on the additional charges come weeks after a federal judge sentenced DePapp for the 2022 attack against Paul Pelosi. DePapp's public defender plans to appeal. I'm Norman Hall.
New research finds sleep apnea that affects millions of people around the world may be helped by an anti-obesity drug. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn has more.
Drug maker Eli Lilly says its Zepbound anti-obesity drug may help treat sleep apnea. Sleep apnea is a dangerous disorder in which people snore and struggle to breathe when they're sleeping. The research found people who took tirzepatide, the active ingredient in Zepbound, had 40% fewer episodes per hour in which their breathing slowed or completely stopped as they slept. Eli Lilly says it has applied to the Food and Drug Administration to expand the use of the drug for sleep apnea, which affects an estimated 20 million Americans. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Iran's Supreme Court has overturned Iranian rapper Tumaj Salehi's death sentence on charges linked to the country's 2022 to 2023 period of unrest, his lawyer wrote on a post on the X social media platform on Saturday. His song supported protests sparked by the death in police custody of Mahsa Amini, a young Kurdish-Iranian woman arrested for allegedly wearing an improper hijab. I'm Christine.